This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Stephen Breyer, one of three liberal justices on the U.S. Supreme Court, plans to retire, media reported Wednesday. That paves the way for President Joe Biden to name a replacement on the nation's highest court. The 83-year-old plans to step down at the end of the current term, which ends in June, NBC and CNN television networks reported. The Supreme Court currently has six conservatives and three liberals. Mr. Biden has pledged to nominate a black woman to the court in the event of a vacancy. Russia has said Wednesday that it had received Washington's response to Moscow's security demands from U.S. Ambassador John Sullivan. No further details were provided. NATO will hand over its written response to Russia's demands for new security guarantees to Moscow's ambassador in Belgium Wednesday, diplomats told AFP. NATO's officials could not confirm the delivery had yet taken place, but the alliance's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg was due to give a news conference. Ukraine's foreign minister said Wednesday, while the number of Russian troops amassed along Ukraine's border poses a threat, it is insufficient for a full-scale attack. However, speaking at an online news conference in Kiev, Dmitry Kuleba warned that it does not mean that Russia will not be able to build its forces up to sufficient level within a certain period of time.
What we currently see is a scenario of destabilization of Ukraine. And that scenario is certainly imminent. It's already taking place by spreading panic, by putting pressure on the Ukrainian financial system, by conducting cyber attacks against Ukraine.